Outside the box, wanting to be upbeat for the new year. Today's topic is more reasons to be cheerful. Down in the dumps, disgusted with distressing stories you hear every day on the news? Well, it's time to brighten up with some cheerful news from the national news source, Reasons to be Cheerful. And thanks to RTBC, a collection of good news stories that don't make many headlines, you can feel better quickly and get over that funk. Just read a few of these and maybe many of your sorrows will disappear. Reason to be Cheerful collected 144 stories in 2024 and 97 more in 2025. Way too many to discuss in any detail other than the headlines of some of the more unique. Here are a few of those. Use them to brighten your day. And to see the whole list and read stories, you can find them online at Reasons to be Cheerful. Here are headlines from a few of last year's 97 cheerful stories. In Pittsburgh City Parks, it takes a crew of 12 goats, roughly 12 days, to clear 1 acre of land of invasive and damaging plants, reducing the need for harmful herbicides. Seattle provides each adult resident with four $25 vouchers they can donate to local political candidates of their choice. In the 1920s, there were just 54 European bison, all in captive areas. Thanks to rewilding efforts, there are now around 10,000. In Kansas City, the largest USA to adopt a zero-fare transit policy, bus ridership is about 24% higher than in other similar cities. By deconstructing a building instead of demolishing it, a project near Grenoble in France reduced CO2 emissions by 373 metric tons, the equivalent of producing 16,000 pairs of socks, or flying around the world 39 times in an airplane. Stockholm builds between 500 and 1,000 tree pits per year, helping trees thrive in paved-over urban spaces. A mental health peer mentor program in Great Falls, Montana, is responsible for a 95% decrease in the number of sixth graders struggling with depression and anxiety. Yemen has now an estimated 1.3 million beehives, some 100,000 more than just 3 years ago. Focusing on how natural soundscapes affect human well-being, the University of British Columbia found that heart rates slowed by an average of 6.7 beats per minute when immersed in quiet environments. 82% of participants in a program promoting weekly conversations reported feeling less lonely, and 100% reported feeling a sense of community. Some said it was the first time they'd felt heard in years. Germany is arguably the risky playground capital of the world, home to about 400 play spaces where putting kids at risk is the point. P.S. to this story, the goal of these playgrounds is not to endanger children, but to challenge them. Moldova has seen the number of children living in institutional care drop from 17,000 to 700. By 2027, the goal is to have none. The nonprofit has repurposed more than 6,000 guns, turning them into garden tools and art. And finally, one bucket of paint at a time, people are painting crosswalks across Los Angeles to protect pedestrians. Do these cheer you up? If so, check out all 97 at reasonstobecheerful.org. I'm Larry Danziger, encouraged by these stories, even if they don't make the front page.